Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Baseball Card Central Podcast, Episode 7. It is Monday, April 30th, 2018. I am Tanner. I'm your host. And once again, we are late with the podcast. I am late. I think we're going to go less structured from here on out. This whole trying to do it every Friday on the dot doesn't exactly fit with my lifestyle, my crazy life, so maybe a little less frequent, maybe every 2 weeks, I don't know. We'll see. That's still in the works, trying to figure out what works best, but I did want to get some of this stuff out because it's starting to get a little dated. So I guess we could start with what I've got the last 2 weeks or so in the mail. I did a little bit too much buying. I got a bunch of Fred Lynn cards for my project that I'm working on. I already had the rookie, but I think I got everything but 82 and 84, something like that, tops. I got Jim Palmer 67, 68, and 77. Brooks Robinson 77, and a couple others, I believe. I can't remember which one. Maybe I got, yeah, I got 68 Brooks Robinson. That one was in pretty bad shape, but I knew it was before I bought it. I mean, it wasn't like they tried to hide it, a big stain on it, but I'm not looking for pretty, especially with the really old ones like that, you know, 60s and older. Just whatever condition they're in is good with me. They're going in a binder, so if you haven't listened to the podcast before, I'm doing a binder with a couple players and doing all their base tops cards from every year they played. So I got Cal Ripken, some of those, 86, 94. I got the rookie. I used to have the rookie. I sold it off several years ago. So when I pretty much got rid of everything except the bare essentials, the real cards, the family heirlooms, you know, I sold off everything other than that. So I did sell all my Cal Ripkens. And so now I'm trying to get them back. And I got the rookie for a pretty good price. I can't remember. It's under $10. So that's the base tops rookie. Not the traded. That's still on my wish list. I'd like to get a graded one of those. And you can actually get a PSA 9 for like 10 times less than the 10. But it's only $10 more than a 7 or 8. So you can get it in pretty good condition for not too much. I got some of Diamond King's relics. I won't say some of them because my kid may be listening. And she's got a birthday coming up. So we'll leave that a surprise till the next podcast. I got, for me, Austin Hayes. Really cool. It's a white patch, so there's the jersey part isn't that great, but it's big. An autograph. I think it was numbered out of 99 or 49, something like that. I got accidentally ordered two Chance Cisco auto relics. The ones out of number two out of 299. I was just bidding on a bunch of stuff, and I ended up winning two of them. They both came in kind of beat up. I know the corners are hard with the Diamond Kings, but you know, if you use the right size sleeves and top loaders, you shouldn't have any problem. Well, one of them came from a card shop, and it was like crammed into this thing. I could barely get it out, and they slammed the corner in, bottom corner. I've never returned anything from eBay before, but I returned that one, and they never even responded to the request. So they just closed it in my favor, and I guess I'll get the money back. But yeah, it was disappointing because it was, you know, it's a cool looking card. I just didn't want one with the whole corner smashed in. So it happens, you know, move on. But, and I kept the other one, so I've got one at least. And I did talk to that seller and said, you know, hey, in the future you might want to, because this one wasn't really damaged, it was just a little slight ding, so I said, you know, you might want to make sure you're using the right size equipment when you're, when you're sending cards in the mail. But, you know, life goes on. They're just cardboard. So, Bowman came out last week, 2018, Bowman Baseball came out on Wednesday, the 25th. I had two boxes on order, pre-order, and I think I got in for like 130 a box. And by the time they get to me, they're selling for 170, 180, 190 for a hobby box. So we had a choice to make. You know, I talked to the kiddo. I said, what do you think? We can either sell these and go back and buy some from Walmart retail when it comes out, or if we can find it, or we open them and roll the dice. And I think it was no question for either of us. We're going to roll the dice. So we didn't do very well with our dice roll. We got a Ryan McMahon base auto, and Adbert Alzolay blue out of 150. I'm not huge on prospects, especially if they're not like top 10 prospects. I don't know a lot about them. I wait till they get to, or if they're Orioles prospects, I know them. But anyways, I guess the Alzolay, is pretty decent. Because I think it sold for $42. So that was a blue out of 150. We got one of the blue shimmer, Nick something or other, Yankees prospect. So that was kind of, I like the blue shimmer. That was cool looking. But I think we should have just, if looking back, hindsight, we should have just sold the boxes and bought a little bit of retail. And then we ended up buying some retail with the camo parallels. Those $10 hanger packs, three packs, and then a bonus five-card camo parallel pack. Those were actually probably better than the hobby boxes. We got no autographs, but two green parallels. One of those Adbert Alzolay green out of 99, the Bowman top 100 prospects. So that was cool. And we got all our base cards that we needed. She got a few Astros prospects, so I think she's buying in on the Astros. She already had, you know, Bregman. She's starting to collect Altuve. And so she took a couple of the Astros prospects. I took, like, the Steven Strasburg, Machado, the Chance Sisko, Austin Hayes, that. And I saved one Ohtani. For the future. I don't know. I sold one, saved one. Just the Ohtani paper. They came one in each hobby box. And if you didn't know this, or maybe this isn't common, I don't know. I've only opened retail Bowman in the past, so, but I got a whole base set in each box. So all 100 vets and rookies. I think one set per box, and then between the two boxes we got, I want to say, a whole prospect set. I don't know, maybe it wasn't, but it seemed like it. It was quite a bit of them if we didn't get a whole set. So overall, I'm not a huge fan. It's fun to open a little bit, but it's not been my favorite release this year. It's just not, the prospect thing is more of a money thing than anything. You hold on to them and save for the future. Hopefully they're worth something later, but yeah, I don't know. Probably limit it to one box in the future, or just buy retail just to get a little bit of it. But Topps Now, living set update, what I've got. Let's see, this week, Ronald Acuna, Jose Ramirez, and Matt Olson. I think they end pretty soon, so if you want that Acuna rookie at a reasonable price, I bet the print run will be pretty substantial on that. So get in on that if you can. Jose Altuve's card sold $6,185, and he was with Chris Taylor and Paul DeJong, And those ones are sold, they both sold over 4,800. So these things are selling pretty decent now. They've kind of gone up in the last 2 weeks. And the eBay sales from, I can't give you accurate numbers, but a huge amount of money. I want to say like $800 for the first 12 cards, which actually if you just bought them would have been like 30, 60, 90, like $120. Yeah. So that was a pretty good quick investment, one I might should have jumped on while I had the chance. But again, hindsight's 20/20. So the week before that was Bryce Harper and Malik Smith, AJ Pollock. I got the Harper out of that one. That print run was 9,500. So not super rare, but I like Bryce Harper, so don't hate me. But I've always liked Bryce Harper, so I bought it. This week, some of the top snail cards I've seen out, Ronald Acuna's first hit, and they had autographed parallels of that. Trey Turner's five-hit game, Mike Trout, 10th home run. And Walker Buehler's debut sold like 1,300. Was the print run. Miguel Andujar's four-hit game was 2,000 copies. So, yeah, they're selling. Mike Trout's 10th home run was 682 on the print run. So, yeah, there's been some cool cards. I haven't really bought anything. I've been kind of trying to rein it in. I went a little nuts so the last month or so on buying. So, and I did... I'm still, I guess, still guilty as of this weekend with case breakouts on Friday. I went and bought into some more breaks because I've had such good luck. I missed the one that I bought into last week, Diamond Kings, before, or maybe it was right when Bowman was coming out, but I bought into a Diamond Kings break, one box, 310, and missed the video, you know, the live break, and I get a copy of the video, and I get Andre Dawson autograph out of there. So out of like three, maybe out of four breaks of Diamond Kings that I did with case breakouts, the 310s, I got three autographs. So I was cleaning up with them. And one thing I like about case breakouts, and this isn't paid or anything, but just the fact that the breaks are fairly priced and simple most of the time. I like the 310 breaks because you just get a random team and you pay what price you pay. There's no like searching through the list, looking what teams cost and all that stuff. It's pretty simple. And the shipping is like pretty much on a consistent schedule of by Monday morning you have tracking. And you have it before the end of the week. And it's always packaged good. So I would recommend going through, in my limited experience, and granted I've done pretty well with the hitting three autographs out of four breaks. And there was only one autograph per box, you know, one autograph and one relic. So one of them was a Jeff Hoffman number /49 dual patch autograph, so for the Rockies that was pretty big. But yeah, I should have the Dawson auto this week, and I did a couple of the Bowman 310 breaks with them over the weekend. If you don't know or aren't familiar with that, the 310 is you get three random teams and there's 10 slots in the break, so they just pull up a randomizer and random you know, three teams. And you can buy more. I think some of them I bought two slots, which was six teams. So, and you get all the cards for those teams. And granted, you can't pick your team, but it makes it almost like opening a pack. You never know what you're going to get. So, it's pretty fun. I didn't get anything huge out of the Bowman, I don't think. Nothing that I can remember. But it was still fun, and it was cheap, and I won like a $10 credit on one of the breaks, and so I didn't have to pay the full price, you know. And he always does, like, cool things if you don't get anything, you know, nothing numbered or autographed or relics or anything. He'll do, like, a, you know, pick a number and it, open an envelope. You get either, like, a autographed card or a open pack or unopened pack. Not an open pack. An unopened pack of something, you know, or a break credit for another break. So definitely a good operation. And the guy's an Orioles fan, so I can vouch for that. He's a good guy. About that, take a little water break. Mickey Mantle, 1952 Topps Mantle, I don't know, I guess that's old news by now, but if you hadn't heard, it sold for $2.4 million, and then actually $2.88 million after the buyer's premium. I'm still not exactly sure what that is or what it means, but yeah, so almost $3 million, and for an iconic card, PSA 9, 1952. I can't imagine what that thing looks like, because I've never seen, like, can you imagine a card that old that looks that good? it's kind of amazing to me. So I've got cards that are a lot newer than that, and they don't look good. So, pretty cool. One of our friends of the podcast, I'd say, listeners, Twitter friends, his name's Sean Croft. I don't know the @, so you can't follow him because I don't know what the @ is. But if you look on my baseball card, Cen, CEN, on Twitter, you'll see the interactions there. What I want to do, I don't know what we're going to do with this, but if he keeps doing this, sending out through the mail autograph requests, we might make this like an every podcast thing, kind of see the results. He did get Danny Duffy of the Royals during the season. He signed and sent it back in like 10 days. So that's pretty good. So if you're looking for autographs and you like the Royals, Danny Duffy might sign for you. And I think the most recent were Ryan Sandberg, which was for a fee. I don't know what the donation was or what he would charge, but I'm sure that's readily available. I'm sure he's a pretty common autograph target. So, and Jose Tabata signed for him. So we might just keep this up. If he keeps getting stuff in the mail, you know, I'll keep you posted so you know who you can send to and ask for autographs. And so I thought that was cool, though, that you know, during the season I wouldn't think that it would take forever, but he got it back in 10 days. That means he pretty much sent it, signed it, returned it. So thank you, Danny Duffy. Let's see here. I guess we could talk about Ohtani. I don't think anyone's been talking about him enough. So he sprained his ankle, light sprain the other day. So they're saying he'll be available to hit this week against the Orioles. This is the one week I don't want him to do well, after they're done with the Orioles. And, you know, bad things always happen to the Orioles, but we're about to get 3,000 hits from Albert Pujols, another milestone against the Orioles, which I wouldn't mind because I like Albert, but it always seems to happen to the Orioles. So, anyways, back to Ohtani, because those autographs are ridiculous. Through the moon, over $30,000. One, the numbered out of 5 red, sold for $55,000. I mean, that's, you could buy a trailer and live comfortably off of that. So that, part of that is why I think I and others decided to open the boxes that we could have sold for a great profit, but imagine if you do, you know, if you do actually get that Ohtani. And I know Blowout was offering $75,000 for a superfractor if it was in 9.5 or better. And they say BGS, so I guess, what, do you have to send it to Beckett? Or they won't pay? I don't know. But I think with the number out of five going for 55,000, I know they're kind of trending down right now, but 75 might be low. I mean, it's super high. It's ridiculous. But they might get more, you know? They might get more for it. I can't imagine owning that. I wouldn't own it long. That's for sure. That's for sure. I'd be living a good life for a while. Anyways, that's enough. That's all I've got on Ohtani. I'm sure everybody's kind of getting sick of hearing about it, but I'm happy that he's here. I'm happy that he's playing. I'm happy that he's doing well and he's good for baseball. I want to see him hit 15, 20 home runs and, you know, just tear it up, pitching, throwing 101 miles an hour, because we never have got to see anything like it. So it's good for all of us. It's good for baseball. Anyways, upcoming releases, it's still slow. I mean, this time of year, there's not much coming out. We've got Topps Tier 1 coming out May 16th, and that's another one of the premium. It's kind of low premium. It's like beginner's premium. It's not like the definitive for $900 boxes and all that. But it's still expensive. I think what, like, per card, it's three cards per pack, one pack per box. So three cards, and they're about $120 a box. So you got $40 a card. Unless you bought in earlier. I think when I bought them, they were about $90. But that was before the Ohtani stuff happened. And I don't know if he's in here, but I'm sure he is, because it's gone up by like $35 a box, $25 a box. So yeah, prices are up on everything. If you've looked for hobby boxes of anything, it's ridiculous. But it's, you know, it happens. Same thing with Judge. You know, prices go up when there's something people want and the chance to get it. But Topps Tier 1 will have two autographs, one relic per box. And they'll probably be pretty good-looking autographs, I would guess. Tier 1 autographs are one per case. Those are pretty cool-looking. They remind me of, like, the Upper Deck Ovation cards or something like that. I don't know. They just have that cool design, like the white baseball-looking design. They look good. And they've got the bat knob cards autographed, just regular bat knobs, and these all-star patch cards that are pretty neat. Big patches on them. And so that comes out May 16th, so a little over 2 weeks. And I've got three boxes coming, so we'll do a little overview on Twitter. Right now, the website I'm not doing much with, but that I might start putting up those, like, each box break. We're going to slow down and not do, like, three boxes of things anymore. We're going to go with, like, one box. It's just becoming very expensive and a lot to keep up with, and I've got a lot going on, so it's hard to keep the website updated, Twitter, doing the podcast, and then the thousand other things I've got to do in real life. So, but I might just start just doing the website for the break. So I'll put pictures up so that way you can see what these cards look like. If you're not buying them, you can at least go take a look at what a box break looks like for each product. 2018 Topps Pro Debut, which is the minor league set, comes out May 30th. We're going to cover that more as we get closer to it. I'll talk about it more. I've never bought this. I don't know that I'm going to buy it now. I don't know. I'm weird about it. It seems strange buying minor league cards, but they have Tim Tebow. I'm sure they will. I mean, if they're smart, they will. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll get a box of it. I haven't bought one Haven't decided if I'm going to do it. I don't think you can get it in retail, so it might be. I'll check prices on it after, because there's everything else is starting to come out for pre-order now, and I've got to start working on those too. So, yeah, next podcast we'll talk about pro debut and anything you want to talk about. Let me know on Twitter at BaseballCardsCen, C-E-N. You can go on there and follow me, and I'll follow you. We'll be Twitter buddies. Be Twitter pated. And you can go to the website, baseballcardcentral.org, and check that out. There's some good breaks on there, like 2017 Bowman's Best. I can't think of Stars and Stripes, that was on there. So there's that. If you would like to show some support for the podcast, you're buying anything on Amazon. Now, this thing, I don't know how it works, because we tested it out, and I think this may not work at all. Like, I'm seeing the clicks in the stats, but they ain't paying me. So, I don't know. Try it out. If you just happen to think about it, and you go need to buy something on Amazon, go to baseballcardcentral.org first, go to links, click the Amazon link, and order whatever you need. It doesn't add any cost to you, but it may drop me a few pennies. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to stop harping on it, because I'm kind of giving up on it. Same thing with the eBay partner network, which has got me $0 and 0 cents. So, and I don't really like I don't want to do ads and all, like, where you click on the page and all of a sudden you got ads everywhere, and I don't like that. I just want to do the podcast and be happy with that, and buy cards and open them up and keep what I want, let my kid keep what she wants, and sell the rest. But and speaking of selling the rest, if you are interested in any Bowman base or chrome or anything that you're looking for, you can check my Sport Lot store. That's also on the website on the links page. Just click the Sport Lots picture. I got a Sport Lots icon there. You can click that, and it should take you to what I've got listed. And there's everything that's been released this year. There's not much left of some of it, but I've got a lot of rookies left of Base Tops and Heritage and Gypsy Queen and all that stuff. Pretty much all rookies and stars and inserts. So if you're looking for any of that stuff, it's on there. It's all cheap. I'm just trying to get rid of it at this point. But yeah, there's a bunch of Bowman on there. So yeah, you could do that too. But again, you know, you can also just listen, because that's really what I want. Just listen to the podcast and keep giving me suggestions for improvement and what you'd like to hear, see, and smell. All right, have a good week, and I will see you either in a week or 2 weeks once I decide. All right, take care.